Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by Craig Earnhams, a senior market analyst at OANDA. How are you today, Craig?
I'm very good, Zach. How are you?
I'm very well, but unfortunately, I just didn't have the stamina to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning to listen to Donald Trump. Did I miss anything?
I think you really missed out. If you really like hearing broad statements about what you intend to do with absolutely no detail, in other words, everything else that Donald Trump has said for the last 3 months, I think you've really missed out on this occasion. The markets were clearly extremely responsive to it. Yeah, more of the same, I guess.
So basically, there was nothing there which would be was a buy the rumour, sell the news, because there was no news.
There was no news. I was surprised that the markets have really tolerated, a lack of detail on this subject. It seems the fact that he's still continuing to promise $1 trillion of spending, significant tax reform, etc. It seems maybe the markets are buying into the fact that he wants to do it, just are unable to determine what the timeline for it's going to be. And it looks like it's not going to be anytime soon. So I think it's going to be a matter of patience for the market. And I think it's really going to be tested by Donald Trump. As always, we've seen it with central banks before. They continue to talk and talk and talk and talk. And eventually all the talking doesn't necessarily go well with the markets anymore. And they want them to deliver. Now it's down to Trump to deliver. And I guess it's going to be an interesting to see how long they'll deal without the delivery before they turn against him.
Isn't it the case that what the markets like is freedom and big bangs and deregulation and laissez-faire, and that's what he's giving? So as long as it's not the tax and spend of before, it's lowering taxes and increasing spending, which is obviously what markets love the most.
Exactly. I think that's why the markets are still up at these levels. I don't think they necessarily doubt that he's going to try and implement this. I don't think they necessarily doubt that we're going to see big spending or deregulation or tax reform. I think what they did, though, is they got ahead of themselves in terms of when the markets rallied. They rallied on very little detail. And the problem is, if this takes another 6 months to implement, can we seriously expect the markets to remain at or above these levels for the next 6 months? If we don't know exactly which of these is actually going to pass through Congress, because unless we see some significant cut somewhere, we're going to see massive deficits, and this isn't something that the Republicans are going to tolerate. So either we're going to have to see some compromise, or we're going to have to see something of an act of genius in order to try and make the books balance.
Well, I'm sure we'll get the genius. Let's have a look at the markets that you brought in. Dollar yen, beautiful hammer candle there, just below 1.12 there yesterday, and then with Dudley, speaking late last night. We already had dollar yen pushing through 1.12 and then through the roof after Trump spoke.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a nice dollar rally after last night. We had three speakers, two of which were very hawkish. Dudley, again, he talked about the fact that there's now a more compelling reason to raise rates, which I think is significant. We also heard from John Williams, who, again, was very hawkish. He talked about the fact that the March meeting is very much live. And this seems to be the rhetoric coming from more and more Fed policymakers right now. We're still going to hear from a couple of policymakers today. I think it's Robert Kaplan and Lal Brainard. We're going to hear from Janet Yellen on Friday. So there's still plenty more to come. But it looks like the markets are really buying into this now. Depending on where you look, the probability of a rate hike has gone from around 20% last week to around 67%. Today, and that's a big change, and therefore you get likely to. It's unsurprising that we're seeing some dollar strength on the back of this. I think it's interesting from a technical standpoint that this bounce has come around the bottom of that Ichimoku cloud, which it was very strongly threatening to break below. The euro has actually broken through that cloud now on the daily chart, and the pound is threatening to do so as well. So we've seen a nice rebound here with the dollar yen. I think we need to see a breakthrough of those 113.78 highs. I think they are. They're the most recent lower highs that we saw, and a break of that may convince traders that we're going to go for some upside from here.
Okay, well, let's go on to the next chart, which is gold, and a little bit disappointing.
Well, this is a dollar play. We've hit those 1260s, and I think 1250, 1260 was always going to be a massive level. You've got the confluence of moving averages there around 1260, including the 200 and 233, which are both significant. And I think this was always going to be a big level because a breakthrough here was potentially going to trigger a move back towards around these 1300s, which have previously been a significant level. So a big $40 move potentially following a breakthrough 1260. The fact that we've seen it rejected, we came back to around 1242, I think it is, which was the previous resistance, but has offered some support so far. So now we've got two big levels, 1242, 1260, and the first one to break, I think, will give us a big indication of where we're going to move from here.
So gold gave us a little bit of the disappointment that one might have expected if Trump had actually provided any detail on what it was going to be doing.
Perhaps. I think more detail from Trump, though, maybe even fed even more into dollar strength, which could have even been more bearish for gold, okay, potentially. But I think we've also got to look at gold as the safe haven play. And the fact what we're seeing in France right now with the polls, Emmanuel Macron becoming more popular and closing the gap. And it looks like the second round of voting currently has Macron at around 60% to 40% for Marine Le Pen. I think this is playing into the less safe haven appeal of gold as well.
Okay, let's go to our final chart, which is euro dollar, and all about 105.20, really, isn't it?
Yeah, 105.20, 105. This is a big support level. Now we've seen it run into this level on a couple of occasions over the recent months and rebound quite strongly higher, but we are seeing lower highs being made. The dollar strength, of course, being an important part of this. And I think should we see those 105, 105.20 levels broken, then we're potentially looking initially down to around 104.50, but ultimately I think the lows around 103.40 wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility.
Right, and out of the three contenders there, which would be your favourite for today?
I think of the three, I think looking at gold, I'm potentially leaning more towards the bearish side. Again, it'll depend on what the Fed has to say, I think, as is the case with all three charts. But if we see a break of those 1242s, then I think gold is potentially looking quite bearish now.
Craig Erdem, Senior Market Analyst for Rwanda, thank you very much for joining us today.